God bless you, brethren. May you be illumined with the light of life. May the grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. May He grant you understanding and wisdom so that you can be partakers of this great thing that has been delivered once and for all to the saints. Praise God. Now this message is on the lightning that comes from the east and shines to the west. Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 24 speaks about His coming, the coming of the Son of Man. And He likens it to a flash of lightning. Praise God. Coming out of the east and going towards the west. See, this is part of a series of recordings on the end of the age, the end of the world. And we can see that whenever Jesus Christ speaks about the end of the world or the end of this age, He also speaks about His coming. Praise God. His coming and the end of the age is all the same thing, because Jesus Christ is not of this world. Some of us out there might be disappointed, but let us understand that He did not come to this world to further our causes or our cause upon the earth. He didn't come to promote our lives upon the earth. Rather, He came to put an end, a full stop, to what we thought life was, and to usher in the new. Praise God. He has come to usher in the new. A new heavens, a new earth, where righteousness and the peaceable fruits of the Spirit may be found. That is what He has come for. He has not come to promote our lives upon the earth. See, that is why the multitudes could not stand with Jesus. The multitudes could not follow Jesus. Because these multitudes were not spiritually minded, but rather they were carnally minded. They expected that Jesus was there to, you know, provide miracles for them day and night, to provide bread for them and to provide for their clothing and to provide good health and to promote their cause upon the earth. See, but they were not simply listening. They were not simply getting it right. Because Jesus appeared on the scene to reveal that true eternal life that all men lost as a result of a fall, which we liken to that of Adam. So He has come to restore that life and that glory. He's not here to promote or to kind of further our various causes upon the earth as men. He's not here to promote the flesh, but rather to put an end to the flesh. Praise God. Right now He's causing an awakening in us. An illumination is occurring in us by the revelation of truth from above. Hallelujah. God wants you and every man out there to know that within Him there is a Son of God. Within Him there is one created, perfect, without spot, without wrinkle, perfect, holy, in the image of the living God. Praise God. Now, this is truth revealed. It can never, never, truth can never be distorted. Praise God. And that truth is what Jesus is here to restore today. Praise God. Things that have been hidden from our comprehension. Things that have been hidden from our sight. In this dark age, He's bringing forth to light. So that men can see the light and be saved therein. Those living in the shadow of death, under that thick blanket covering of death, have seen the great light, the light of the world, bringing forth revelation knowledge. Praise God. Removing the veil over their faces so they can comprehend the truth. Hallelujah. The coming of the Son of Man is simply the unveiling of God's perfect creature in you. The coming of the Son of Man is the unveiling of that man created in the image and the likeness of God. That man is within you, perfect, without flaw, without guile. And the gospel from heaven is here to unveil this man in you. Hallelujah. This is what it says, let there be light. Praise God. Let that light go forth and illuminate your darkness. Let that, light go forth and dispel every ignorance in you, every spiritual ignorance in you, so that you can be built once more in the Son. Hallelujah. So you can see Jesus Christ talks here about the coming of the Son of Man in Matthew chapter 24 verse 7. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man. Hallelujah. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered also. Praise God. Now when Jesus Christ speaks like this, He's using prophetic language. Prophetic language. Spiritual language. Hallelujah. Of course, Jesus Christ physically, as a man, spoke these words over 2,000 years ago. I'm making this recording today on August, the month of August 2011, Jesus Christ was here over 2,000 years ago and He made these statements. See, but we want to understand that Jesus Christ was speaking out of the Spirit. Those same words that Jesus Christ spoke are present today. See, the voice of the Spirit does not change. The voice of God does not change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That same thing He had in His mind 2,000 years ago, that same thought pattern is still speaking today out of the Spirit. Praise God. So let us cancel from our minds that Matthew chapter 24 is some kind of historical reference to something that happened 2,000 years ago. It is present now. Hallelujah. It is present now. Hallelujah. The coming of the Son of Man is present right now in you who are hearing the truth. Hallelujah. That thing that shines from the east towards the west is simply a dawning of, dawning in our consciousness of the truth. That which shines from the east and goes to the west is the sun. Do you know that? The sun rises from the east and sets in the west. Praise God. This talks about an awakening in the consciousness of man. See it, from darkness, thick darkness at midday, from obscurity, there is a rising, there is an arising, an awakening in consciousness. This is the dawning of the morning star in the saints. Praise God. The morning star is Christ in you. The morning star is the Son of Man in you. The morning star is the image of God in you. The morning star is the perfection of God in you. Praise God. That is the dawning of the morning star in man. Praise God. When the morning star is the sun, mind you, you know the sun also is a star. See, when you look at the heavenly bodies, bear in mind that the sun is a star. Praise God. And this star represents our true nature. Praise God. And this thing dawns in us as we hear truth. It dawns in the disciples of God, those who are gathered in this same purpose with Christ. See, Jesus Christ was speaking to his disciples. He was not speaking to the world. Praise God. So this is a dawning in our consciousness, an awakening. Hallelujah. Isaiah 58 says that if you begin to speak my words, you begin to, you know, do my will. Hallelujah. Not your words anymore, not your will anymore, but do the things that please me. See it. Your light will arise out of obscurity. Your light. Praise God. Your true personality. Your true light personality will arise out of obscurity. Praise God. And it shall become as the noonday. Isn't it written in Isaiah 58? Let's quickly turn. Isaiah 58. I'm not too good at, you know, reciting scriptures. At times I just have to go back to, you know, see this thing. Isaiah 58. Hallelujah. Verse 10. If thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light arise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall continually guide thee, or the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. Hallelujah. And thou shalt be like a water garden, like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. Hallelujah. Praise God. Go down to verse 13. Let us not waste time here. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, and in delight the holy of the Lord honorable, and thou shalt honor him. Praise God. Thou shalt honor him. Hallelujah. Not doing thy own, you know, ways, not finding thy own pleasures, not speaking thy own words. Are you listening here? Then thou shalt delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth. Now mark these things. He says, now you begin to speak like the Lord. Do the will of the Lord. Walk as the Lord. Doing the things that please the Lord. Praise God. Now this talks about walking according to spirit, walking according to truth, denying our carnal selves, denying our own thought patterns, and picking on the thought pattern of God. So when you do these things, your light will arise out of obscurity, that is out of thick darkness. Praise God. And it shall what? Come forth, and thy darkness shall be as what? As the noonday. This is the dawning of the star in you. This is the flash of lightning, or rather a transformation in the consciousness, an awakening in the consciousness. into truth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Those who patiently exercise themselves in godliness will realize this thing that the Lord is speaking about here. Hallelujah. They shall once more rediscover that Garden of Eden state. Remember Garden of Eden? The place of pleasures. Hallelujah. Says your soul shall be like a water garden. Rich in life. Rich in the glory. Saturated in the glory of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And God shall cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth. The high places of the earth talks about the mountain tops. These are the peaks of Zion. It is the peak of Zion. You are catapulted back to the peak of Zion as you change your thought pattern. Praise God. As you receive truth in you. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ follows this thing in Matthew chapter 24, verse 28. Wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered also. Now the carcass here, in this sense, you need spiritual discernment to understand what Jesus is saying here. I don't need to go into the Hebrew. See, I don't need to dissect the Hebrew code to understand what Jesus Christ is saying here. See, just by the Spirit I can understand what Jesus Christ is saying. He says where the carcass is, that is where the body shall be, there the eagles gather. Where do the eagles gather? The eagles gather on the mountain peaks. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now he's talking about the coming of the Son of Man. He's talking about his coming. And he's telling us prophetically where we are gathered in Christ. It is a consciousness in which we are gathered upon the high places of the earth. These are the elevated places of God. In the spirit realm, where God dwells. Because God dwells upon Mount Zion. It is not a physical, you know, geographical location somewhere, but rather a spiritual peak where the Spirit of God can be located. Now this is where the redeemed of the Lord is being gathered. Praise God. This is where the redeemed of the Lord is being gathered. As they are working in their consciousness. Hallelujah. As there is a, as this awakening occurs, they are gathered, they are lifted up from the dimension of the earth into the high places of the earth. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is where the redeemed of the Lord is gathered. Hallelujah. If you turn quickly to the book of Isaiah, Isaiah, at times you know I speak Italian. Isaiah in Italian is Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 35, verse 8. I'll just read it up to the end, 8 to 10. And an highway shall be there, and a way, it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up therein. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return. Hallelujah. And come to Zion with songs. Hallelujah. And everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness. And sorrow and sighing shall flee away. This is the Garden of Eden state. Hallelujah. This is the consciousness of laughter and joy that the redeemed of the Lord enter into. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Those who wake into the spiritual consciousness of Christ. Those who are waking from the dead. Hallelujah. Those who are waking from the illusion of material living. From carnality. And return back to their original state. Hallelujah. This is the place of the dwelling of the Son of God. Are you listening? It says no ravenous beast, no lion can be found upon this path of holiness, upon the mountains of Zion. It means that no man, no natural man, no form of carnality, no human, flesh and blood, cannot in any way find itself upon that path of holiness. Hallelujah. And it's just impossible. Nothing unholy, nothing that defiles or makes a lie can find itself within the gates of the New Jerusalem. Because we know the New Jerusalem is situated upon Mount Zion. This is the new heavens and the new earth. The place, the dimension that Jesus Christ has reserved for those who love him. And is the place where he's gathering today his saints into. Hallelujah. Nothing that defies, nothing that makes a lie can find itself in this place. Only the redeemed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Only those who know truth. Only those who marry themselves to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Only those who hear the truth and unite themselves with truth. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. They are the ones who can walk upon this path of holiness. See, holiness has got nothing to do with the way you dress, or what you eat, or what you don't drink, or whatever. Just forget all that. Holiness is simply walking in truth. Holiness is walking in the revelation of who you are. Because you are created holy. You are created perfect. You are created in the image and likeness of God. That personality in you is Christ in you. That personality in you is the morning star. That personality in you is the light of the world. He is already holy. Praise God. He is already perfect without guile. Hallelujah. But you must discover yourself. You must awaken to know yourself. See, if you live in the illusion of a carnal identity, thinking that probably you were born some years ago in this world, thinking that you have some kind of life in this physical, natural dimension, you are still asleep and you do not know yourself. See, you must get that flash of revelation like Peter got. Peter said, yes, you are the Son of God. You are Christ, the Son of God. And Jesus Christ turns and says, that is not flesh and blood that revealed that thing to you. The ravenous beast did not give you that revelation. The roaring lion did not give you that revelation. Hallelujah. But it is the Spirit that gave you that revelation. It is the Spirit of my Father that gave you that revelation. Hallelujah. You must allow the Spirit of the Father give you the revelation. Let it illumine you. Let it awaken you to the reality of who you are. That you are Christ, the Son of God. You are the Son of Man that Jesus Christ talks about. That comes, praise God, as you awaken to this reality. This is what they call the coming. The coming of the Son of Man. As you awaken to this reality of the spiritual, incorruptible, immortal, invisible man in you. This is the coming. Because the whole world out there sees the coming. They see the Son of God coming in you, being unveiled in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. That dark consciousness that you once had as a man, that consciousness that was obscured your reasoning. See it. It obscured your reasoning so that you were subjected to vanity all these years and you lived a life in tribulation. Always in want, in sickness, in diseases, in lack. Hallelujah. In fear, in sin consciousness. All that thing is abolished once and for all. As you hear the Father thunder from heaven into your souls, into your heart, reminding you of truth. Hallelujah. Hear him. Listen. And begin to awaken to the reality that you are a son of God. You are holy, perfect, without guile. Praise God. Hallelujah. This consciousness catapults you back to Mount Zion. Hallelujah. Where you obtain the joy of your salvation once more. Where sorrow, sighing, pain is no more. All those things are no more. They dissolve forever in the dustbin of history. In fact, there's no more history. Nothing is there anymore. All things are passed away and you enter into the new. Hallelujah. Now, these things that we read was fulfilled also in the days of Lot, prophetically. You know, God has got a way of trying to convince us again and again with his words. Praise God. All these scriptures we've been reading over the years are just, from Genesis to Revelation, are just scriptures that simply testify of you. See all this volume in the books that we read. From Genesis to the book of Revelation. Chapter after chapter. Letter after chapter. Letter after letter. It's simply there to instruct you. To awaken you. To teach you about the reality of who you are. Praise God. Not just only this Bible. Even in the things seen. In the things created. In this natural world, things that when you look around, everything is speaking. Nature is speaking. The creatures in the deep are speaking. The flowers, the plants are speaking. The bodies in the heaven are speaking. Everything that moves and we can perceive with the natural eyes, everything is speaking and testifying about the Son of God in you, the Son of Man in you, the perfect one in you. Hallelujah. The light characteristics in you. The star of God. The bright and morning star in you. Everything is testifying about these things in you. Hallelujah. You just have to listen. Pause for one moment and listen. Hallelujah. We are too carried away with sorrow. You know, we are carried away with problems and with sorrow and with, you know, struggling on how to make ends meet, how to eat, how to dress. See it? And all these things, we are so concerned with these things that we forget to sit down and listen to the things that matter. See, because when we discover ourselves, when a man discovers himself, what happens is that he also, along with this new discovery, and along with this awakening in consciousness, everything that you ever need, everything that you ever want, comes like a parcel with it. Praise God, because when you are working in the Son, you discover that all power in heaven is already present in you. The power, the faith of the Omnipotent One, the faith of all power is restored to you. Hallelujah. Where you can come to the place where you say that anything I ask my Father, He does for me. See, that is the pure consciousness of Christ. It is the power to obtain and to create. Hallelujah. And to call things that are not as though they are. It is the power to pull out of the invisible that which is visible. That is the power that created the heavens and the earth. That is the power that God wants to restore to the people of God in this hour. Hallelujah. You can only get that power when you awake to the reality of truth, to the reality of who you are. Hallelujah. Awake from the dust. Awake thou that sleepest. Awake. Hallelujah. And your consciousness. Awake to your spirituality. Awake to your true nature. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Now these things we just read occurred in the days of Lot. You know the Bible, Jesus Christ spoke about the Lot as an example of what will happen at his coming. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lot, go to Luke chapter 17, verse 27, 28. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, its rain brimstone, the fire and brimstone upon from heaven and destroy them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Hallelujah. In that day he that shall be on the housetop, hallelujah, and his stuff in the house, let him not go in, let him not come down to take it. And he that is in the field, let him not, likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife? Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I tell you, in that night there shall be two on one bed. One shall be taken and the other left. Hallelujah. Two women shall be grinding together. One shall be taken and one left. Two men shall be in the field. One shall be taken and the other one left. Then they answered and said unto him, "Where, Lord?" And he said unto them, "Wherever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered also." You can see that this is related to the verses in Matthew chapter 24. All this pertains to the end of the world and the coming of the Son of Man, the revealing of the Son of Man. Like we have said, the revealing of the Son of Man is the revealing of Christ in you. It's the unveiling of the perfection that God created you to be. Praise God. Somebody say, "Well, this thing sounds fine. What should I do?" Look, you don't have to do anything. Just know truth. Receive the truth and walk in truth. Praise God. Walk in Christ. No longer I, but Christ. Let go of your life. Let go of everything that is your life upon the earth. That is all you need to do. You don't need to be religious. Forget religion cannot cause you to inherit God's kingdom. It will only make you two times a son of hell that you already are. Praise God. Religion is likened to the pig pen. See it? People try to wash pigs. You try to dress up a pig and make a pig perfect, but you cannot. Forget it. See, they fight over the years. It cannot work. A pig is a pig, and a dog is a dog. Quit all that and just awaken to Christ consciousness. Awaken to perfection that is already in you. Awaken to the Son of God that you are. That is all you need to do. Praise God. Fellowship with the Father. Go into meditation with the Father. Fellowship with the Father. And He will give you light. With patience, you shall see light at the end of the tunnel. You see it? The lightning, the flash of lightning, from the obscurity of midnight to the brightness of noon, does not happen in just 1 minute. It's a process. Praise God. That is the way this thing happens in us. We awaken. It's a process. Hallelujah. But the end is sure. Cannot be changed. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Let us go ahead. So, it says here that as in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Noah. Something happened in the days of Noah. See, we know that there was wickedness in the days of Noah. Sodom and Gomorrah has become a standard of wickedness and corruption. When you have homosexualism, people kind of link it with Sodom and Gomorrah. You see, but let me tell you the truth. Sodom and Gomorrah is no different from this world today. See, Sodom and Gomorrah represents the dimension in which men walk in. Sodom and Gomorrah, Egypt, in the book of Revelation, the Bible says that Jesus Christ was killed in a place spiritually called Sodom and Egypt. This is the world. See, God used the story of Sodom, to teach us how we can find escape. Praise God. How we can find escape from the corruption that is in this world. How we can also find escape from the judgment that awaits those who do not hearken to truth. Lot escaped. Praise God. Lot escaped even though he did not take a pin out of Sodom and Gomorrah. He escaped with nothing. Praise God. Whereas his uncle, Lot, Abraham had furniture, had riches. He was exceedingly rich and everything that Abraham had was preserved. But see, Lot escaped with nothing, not even a needle. He escaped as through fire. See, but God is giving us an opportunity today to even escape in a manner better than that of Lot. We can escape and still have an inheritance. We can escape and still keep our works if we unite ourselves with Christ in his purpose in these last days. Somebody say, what do you mean last days? Last days is now. If you are hearing truth, you are in the last days. If you are awakening to Christ consciousness, you are in the last days. If you are letting go of the old to take a hold on the new, you are in the last days. See, your last days as a human, your last days as flesh and blood, you are in the last days. This is, those who are awakening to Christ are already in the last days. They are in the end. The end has come. Praise God. Now, Lot had grace to escape the destruction. See, with brimstone and fire. Brimstone and fire was poured upon Sodom and Gomorrah. I suspect it must have been a volcanic eruption that destroyed and leveled Sodom and Gomorrah to ashes. Destroyed all the inhabitants there. And I tell you, this thing is happening here right now. Because every flesh, everything upon the earth, everything that does not unite itself with the purpose of God, shall be annihilated totally by the revelation of Christ in these last days. Everything, every image, every thought, everything that raises itself against the knowledge of Christ, the Spirit, shall be dissolved by the power of God's revelation fire. Hallelujah. God is a consuming fire. And when God is revealed upon the earth, what happens is that anything that is not of God is dissolved. Everything that is of the devil is destroyed. Hallelujah. Flesh and blood is not of God. Flesh and blood represent a formation of the devil. Flesh and blood represents mortal man. And you can rest assured that everything that is of mortal man, flesh and blood, will be dissolved as God is unveiled in these last days. Hallelujah. The manner in which God is unveiled is through the Son. Praise God. God is unveiled through the Son of God in you. Praise God. God is seen. He's contemplated. People are able to behold God, to see the invisible God through you. You, the Son of God. You who are awake to truth. You are the ones who reveal God. Praise God. Jesus Christ once said, if anybody has seen me, he has seen the Father. Now this thing is not limited to only just Jesus. It is for those who walk in the same consciousness that Jesus walked in. Praise God. These are the ones called to declare the mystery of godliness. Have you heard of the mystery of godliness? God revealed in the flesh, preached on to men and angels, believed in the world and taken up back into glory. Hallelujah. God, the invisible God, the incorruptible God, the eternal God, is revealed to the sons who are in his image. Now, if the sons of God are in his image, it is logical that if you see the Son of God, you are seeing God. Praise God. They are an express image of the Son of God. See, and they are the ones that bring judgment upon the earth as they manifest their true love and the true characteristics of God. Love and the characteristics of God's invisible kingdom, they bring to reality, to the forefront, everything that men did not know in their ignorance. Hallelujah. These things dissolve the lie of the devil. It dissolves anything, hallelujah, that stands contrary to God. Amen. I tell you a secret here. Lot had received two messengers from heaven. He had received messengers from God from heaven, two messengers. And Lot received those messengers into his house. Brethren, this is the house. Are you listening? This is your house. Are you listening? This is your house. If you want to receive the messengers of God, you receive them here. Praise God. And when you receive the messengers, you are actually receiving a message from God. Because what these messengers do is simply act as couriers. You know what they call it? You know what the postman does? The postman simply does come to deliver a letter. Amen. These angels simply come to give the message, reveal the heartbeat of God. They simply come to reveal what they hear the Father say. Praise God. They enter into this house, into your house here, and commune with you. Praise God. Now, something happens symbolically, spiritually. We are going to discern it. Lot placed unleavened bread before these angels, and they ate with Lot. They ate unleavened bread with Lot. Praise God. That unleavened bread represents the word of truth. Praise God. See, when we eat and we commune with the Lord, we commune with the Lord with unleavened bread. Bread with living, which causes the bread to swell to, with yeast. With yeast. We call it yeast today. Which causes the bread to it talks about carnality. It talks about the doctrines of this age, the wisdom of man, carnality. See, and that is the thing that, you know, contaminates the bread. That is the wisdom that contaminates men in this age. But today we are receiving pure, undiluted wisdom from above. Pure wisdom from God. Pure wisdom from the Father of light. Without the lies of the devil. Praise God. And that pure wisdom will simply reveal truth to you. See, the Father simply reveals truth to you. The Father is not here to come and deceive you. He just simply reveals the truth. And what is the truth? Brethren, what is the truth? Christ says, what I am the truth. He's revealing the truth about who you are. You see, when you commune with that in your heart here, in this place here with the Lord, see it. Revelation chapter 3, the message to the church in Laodicea, it says, I knock at the door of your heart. If you open up, I will enter in and I will sup with you. I will eat with you. I will fellowship with you. I will dine with you. It is this fellowshipping, this dining that heals you. Fellowshipping with the Lord. Our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son. When this fellowship is going on with you, that's a healing. This fellowship brings remembrance. It brings an awakening in you. Hallelujah. It edifies you and builds you in the spirit. It is angel's bread, causing you to increase in the knowledge of Christ in you. Causing you to increase in the knowledge of your true identity with his Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. So what happens? Lot dined with them, communed with them. See, and while he communed with them, you notice what happened to those who were outside? Those who tried to reject the message. Those who tried to dishonor the angels of God. Who tried to trample under their feet the messengers of God. See, they tried to force their way into the house to snatch the angels of God. And to defy them. To have sexual knowledge of them. Homosexuals. Depraved men. And Lot refused. Lot stood his ground and refused. Hallelujah. See, Lot had so much faith that he even offered his own daughter. He offered his own daughter to the people to defile instead of defiling the messengers of God. What kind of a faith is that? Meaning that Lot esteemed the messengers of God higher than even his own life. Because the virginity of of a man's daughter in that day was the pride of a man. If you had a daughter that was a virgin, that was the pride of the family. So when you give your daughter out, it's like trampling, throwing away your pride. Hallelujah. Brethren, if you can see the riches and glory that is in Christ, if you can see the hope that that waits for those who can grab a knowledge, a hold on this truth, if you can see the mercy and the tender love and kindness of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, Brethren, you will leave all. Hallelujah. For this reason, we pray to God that God will give us understanding, that we are not carried away with the lies of this age, that we are not carried away with the vanities of men. We are not carried away with the many distractions of this world. Hallelujah. That God will illumine the eyes of our understanding so that we can grow in the knowledge of these things that we hear. Not that we are hearers only, but we are doers. Hallelujah. Everything that stands as a barrier in our lives, let them be destroyed and be cancelled and be taken away by the word of the Lord, so that we can all lay hold on this salvation that has been revealed once and for all to all saints. Hallelujah. Lot esteemed these messengers more than himself. He honored them. If any man loves himself more than me, he's not worthy of me or my kingdom. Hallelujah. Brethren, we must let go of our life, our lowly human lives. Let go of everything so that we can take a hold on that eternal life that is Christ. See, when we fellowship in our houses here, there is an unveiling and awakening in consciousness. Praise God. What happens next? You see this in Genesis chapter 19 verse 15. Genesis chapter 19 verse 15. Are you there? And when the angels, the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are there, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of this city. And while he lingered, the men lay hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his daughters, and the Lord being merciful unto them, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. Praise God. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now let's stop here. Now all these things are prophetic. These things are ordered in the Bible for our edification in the spirit. Now these scriptures have been there for many years, and people just read these things as if they are a storybook. But I tell you, there's a spiritual revelation in all that we've just read. Praise God. Today, physically, we do not have to be taken out physically to run to any mountain. Praise God. But spiritually speaking, there is the spiritual peak of Mount Zion, the habitation of the Son of God, the dwelling, eternal dwellings of the living God. Praise God. What happens is that as we dine with the Lord, as we fellowship in truth, as we contemplate truth and fellowship with the Father, there is an awakening. There is that flash of lightning from the east to the west, a change in consciousness from the east to the west. Hallelujah. From the obscurity of the night to noonday, this thing happens in us. It is a dawning of the morning star in you. Hallelujah. This thing occurs as we fellowship with the Father in this house. Praise God. This is the morning that we saw. At the dawn of the morning, the angels took Lot and led them out of the city and commanded them to proceed to the high mountains. This is what occurs as we hear truth. There is an ascension. This is the resurrection from the dead. This is the awakening. Hallelujah. This is the flash of lightning from the east to the west. It is the dawning of the morning star in you. Hallelujah. And God says, flee to the high mountain. It's an ascension. Jesus Christ also said this in Matthew chapter 24 verse 15. He says, when you see the abomination that causes desolation, you that have ears, you that can understand, flee to the high mountain. Hallelujah. The abomination that causes desolation is the old man. Praise God. Is the man of the flesh. Is the old man that has been sitting here in this house, claiming to be God. The old man, the corruptible man, the imposter. Praise God. Flee to the high mountains. You flee in your consciousness. You flee by awakening in Christ. You flee by awakening in the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, getting the revelation of Christ and taking a hold on it. Praise God. This is what will lift you and take you up to the everlasting mountains, the everlasting hills. Oh, hallelujah, this is the dawning of the star in you. This is the dawning of the Son of God in you. Praise God. There has to be a continuous progress. Not like Lot. You know Lot? Lot's wife turned around. Bible says that she was consumed. She became what? A pillar of salt. You don't need to turn back. That means that after you receive the message of the revelation of truth, there is no need looking back into the world. There is no need going back to the vomit. No need going back to the ignorance of this age. But trust God and move on into the everlasting hills of God. Praise God. I know many people who heard this message and tried to run away. Many people who heard this message and tried to go back and hide in the systems of men. Many people who hear this message and try to continue on in the ignorance of men. Praise God. Some people are hot for a season and after a while they go cold. You see, but when you go back, what you don't discover is a life that can never be the same. A desolation that can never be healed or cured. Hallelujah. Salt talks about deadness. You know, when the earth is salted, the salt lands, you cannot farm. It is one of the least fertile places, types of land. When you have salt plains, you cannot plant. No living thing, nothing living can live where there is a salt plain. See, if you go to the internet and look at salt plains on the internet, you discover that some parcel of lands that are purely made of salt. See, virtually nothing survives in this kind of lands. The things that survive, maybe scorpions, some few type of snakes, and very weird, creepy animals. But humans cannot survive in that kind of place. It talks about the deadness. Twice dead. The deadness of those who try to reject the revelation of truth and go back to the world, even after they have been illumined. Brethren, that is not our portion. See, it is always good to obey God and continue on with Him. Because when we obey God, it becomes more and more difficult. It becomes more and more difficult to be changed. So we are admonished to obey Him and carry on in this revelation. Praise God. Hallelujah. So what happens actually is that as we are sent, as a man awakes to this truth, there's a flash of lightning from the east to the west. It's a change in consciousness. A new man emerges who enters up into the glorious liberty of the sons of God upon the mountains of Zion. Mount Zion, that, you know, the location of God's salvation. The joy of the earth, where you have the new Jerusalem, the new heavens, the new earth. Hallelujah. The realm where death exists no more. Hallelujah. The place where you can once more consciously realize the oneness that you had with the Father from the foundation of the world. In that dimension, you walk in the name of the Father. Hallelujah. You walk with the name of the Father inscribed on you, which is the nature, the image of the Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everything that you lost in Adam is restored back to you. Hallelujah. Your environment likened to Eden is restored to you. Your soul once more begins to enjoy the bountifulness. Hallelujah. You begin to blossom and blossom once more as a rose. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's all about awakening to truth now. Let the Father enter into you and fellowship with you right now. Hallelujah. Let this fellowship restore you back into the light. If you happen to be like Lot's wife, who transgressed some years ago, you heard the message, you were illumined some time back. Hear the voice of the Lord in this hour. Praise God. The Lord is able to turn that salt plain into a fruitful land. Amen. Hallelujah. The glory of the Lord, the power of the Lord, the grace of the Lord is able to turn that situation again onto a fruitful situation. It's able to revive you once more by that power of God. Hallelujah. Just once more begin to obey the Lord patiently. Once more begin to follow that voice patiently right now. Hallelujah. And you will discover yourself singing with the rest of the saints. Praise God. So what have we spoken about right now in this message? It's good to understand. We're speaking about the end of the age, which is the same as the coming of the Son of God. Hallelujah. The end of the age is the coming of the Son of God in you. It's the revealing of the Son of God in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is the revealing of who you truly are from the foundation of the world. That is the unveiling of Christ in you. The apocalypse of Christ in you. Praise God. That is the bright and morning star. Jesus Christ says in the book of Revelation, also in a message to the church in Thyatira, he says, to him that overcomes, I will give the morning star. Hallelujah. I will give the morning star. Hallelujah. The morning star dawns in you. Praise God. It is the flashing of the light, the consciousness of Christ in you, from that obscurity into the perfect day of the Lord. It is the coming of Christ in you, the awakening of who you truly are. Receive these words by faith. Let the Father fellowship in your heart. Hallelujah. Let the Father reveal these things that you've just heard to you right now in all its details. Hallelujah. The Lord grant you grace, and the Lord grant you mercy. Amen.
Great consolation.